Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen.
Tom.
Yes.
Tell the audience. The audience? No,
the
that's
audience,
not what I meant.
Why not?
The listener.
Yes.
I need to tell you, it's 11 minutes past nine. What have you already done today?
Already done my boxing lesson, Suze.
Oh my God.
And
what time were you skipping?
Up at eight. You can't be late.
So he was here at eight?
No, he was here at eight, yeah.
Mm. Love it. Mm. Did you... What time did you then rise?
So I set my alarm for
5:30.
Yeah, 5:30. basically, set my alarm for 7:30, knowing that I'd snooze, and then eventually got out of bed at about 1:45. I got up, I got myself ready, I had an espresso.
I was about to say, did you have a quick espresso?
It's quick, isn't it? And then yeah. I had a bit of kefir yogurt as well.
Kefiring.
Well, it's not January, but I'm still got the remnants of a health kick.
Do you kefir it?
I kefir it.
Do you kefir giving it up?
I kefir giving it up. That's the problem. So I quite like it. It's just like a yogurt.
Good for the gut.
That's what they say, isn't it? Good for the second brain.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone's talking about the gut.
Everyone is. I mean, I was always told off when I went to Harrogate on tour. Just call it Harrogate. There's not gut. Don't call it because it's Harrogate. Obviously, is so fancy. People don't like it being called Harrogate. They like it being called. Because there's no gut in Harrogate. It's Harrogate.
Oh, it's Harrogate.
A nice bit of snobbery, which I enjoy.
You know? Of course, you wouldn't.
A little bit of fanciness. So I've always averted saying gut in any context. Actually.
Oh, have you? Mm. What about if you went to the doctor?
I've got a problem with my Harrogate. Very confusing. Yes.
They might think there's something wrong with your walk.
They might think there's something wrong with my gait. Yes, exactly. Yes. And I do have a narrow gait, I'd say.
I think you have a narrow gait.
Yes,
I think naturally I have quite a wide gait, but I've tried to pull it in over the years. Yes, I've tried to.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, sometimes things squeak.
And you do know the countryside code, of course.
Always, well, of course.
Always close the gate behind you.
But I had a dancing teacher when I was about 15, so at that age where you feel everything.
Oh, God. It's such a difficult time, isn't it?
It's such a difficult time. In a dance show, and I walked on the stage, and the teacher said to me, well, we all were doing it. There was like 30 dancers going on. And the teacher went, stop. Okay, we're going to do that again. And this time, Susie, could you not walk on stage like your father?
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine?
I mean, your father has a lovely... But, I mean, I've seen your father walk on stage. He has a great...
He'd walk on the stage?
I've seen him walk on many... No, I haven't. I'm sure he would do it with a great stride.
Well, that's the thing. I think I was walking like I was a man in his 40s. It was about to offer an amount on a lorry or say, you've got those dogs for sale. she and pup. That sort of thing,
yeah. It's good to know it didn't stick with you.
That's the thing. Because the thing is, and I think that all the listeners will know this about me, I do manage to just let things roll off me.
That's the thing, like water off a duck's back for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I tend to not take things to heart.
That's great, Suze. That's so important.
Yeah, and I've never really cared what people think of me.
I'm the same. I just couldn't get, that's me. I'd like to be one of those people who says that. I don't care what people think of me. I just say what I feel.
Sometimes those people are arseholes.
Yeah, that's the trouble.
I think you must have to have some empathy. I think empathy and like caring what people think.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen someone dancing like no one's watching?
Oh, it's terrible.
No, thank you.
Do that in your house.
Do that. Keep that to yourself. Thank you. We don't want to see that. As we came on the call, we were saying about we should start doing ungratefulnesses every day. What are we ungrateful
for? Our ungratefulness journals.
Yeah.
What are you ungrateful for today, Tom?
Oh, I'm so ungrateful for socks, actually. I'm really ungrateful for socks. Barely even notice I've got them on.
Oh, you should be more grateful for your socks.
Anything you're ungrateful for today, Suze?
I guess I'm ungrateful for my gate.
Oh, yes.
Now I'm thinking about it.
Some people would love to have a gate like that. You're ungrateful, yes. Sorry, Suze.
Sorry. No, don't worry.
Typical man.
Oh.
Sorry.
Men.
But Suze, have you had a good week?
Oh, Tom, thanks for asking. Well, listen, I got a lovely present in the post, didn't I?
Oh, well, it came a bit later than I wanted it to. I'm sorry about that.
But listen, Tom, I received a fabulous umbrella, which is the exact kind of present you would want to receive from Tom Allen.
Well.
It has the head of a duck and the body of a brolly. And I loved it. Well, it didn't have a note in it.
Oh, okay, but I thought you knew.
Well, I just thought, who would send me this? And I just sent a picture of it to Tom saying, do you know this chap? I love it. Used it already, haven't I?
Oh, well, I thought it'd be handy for this time of year, yeah.
Well, yeah. Got lovely little beady eyes.
Oh, good.
And I mean that he's got actually beads, not that it like bears into your soul.
Did it not? I did order that, actually.
It's one of those ones that follows you around the room.
It talks like a Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah. Now see. Just need to get myself a carpet bag and then I'm ready.
And then you're ready to go, aren't you? Yeah.
Yes. I really love it.
Oh, well, I thought it's a bit of fun.
A fabulous present.
Well, I thought something a bit quirky, you know.
Sure. She's quirky.
She's quirky, you know.
She's a quirk.
Yeah, that's our Suze.
That's our Suze. But yeah, I've had a nice enough week. I've got back into gigging. Had a little break over the Crimbo.
Yes, lovely.
Back on tour on Saturday.
Oh, where'd you stop?
Winchester.
Oh, what a lovely place.
Nice theatre.
Winchester.
Never done that theatre before as well.
Oh, you'll love it.
So really looking forward to going.
Which one is it? What's it called? The one by the Royal? Is it the one with the sort of exposed brick?
It's called the Theatre Royal. I was right. Does it have exposed brick?
I mean, it's a tough question,
but it looks absolutely, it is my dream style of auditorium.
Oh, wonderful.
Because it's an old-fashioned theatre.
Yes, the best.
The best. Love it.
Oh, that's perfect. Lovely.
So starting there.
And then are you straight on the road straight after?
No, it's quite sporadic, which is actually really ideal.
Oh, great.
For family life.
Oh, great.
The tour lasts quite a while, but that is how I wanted it. Mm. Because I'll do a few a week or a couple a week, and then it means I get time at home, time to be with my gals,
which
really works. And then I find that I don't find myself tiring of the show. I'm quite excited every time I do it.
Lovely.
Which is a nice feeling.
Mm, that's lovely, Suze. I think that's very important to get that balance, isn't it? That's always the key.
Well, we're always looking for it, aren't we? We're always looking for the balance.
And for things to do that anchor us, I think, in our home lives. For example, little routines. That's why I quite like a bit of gardening, just a bit of something to do around the house.
Well, yes, and it's why I like everything so tidy.
Of course. Mm.
You know, absolutely. I just like to be just so.
Yes, a neat fiend you are. Yes, of course.
Well, yes, but then I do always have a drawer that I just shove everything in.
Well, this is my reservation.
One must,
closed
right?
Storing.
Closed storing, what's
or,
that?
Or closed storage, I should say.
Storage, fine.
Well, my danger is with cupboards and drawers is that once I start putting things in there, they just fill up with that bit of paper. And what do I do with that delivery notice, or what do I do with XYZ? And then suddenly that's full, and then I'm starting to put things on top. Oh, I've got a neat little pile on top of the drawers.
Yes.
And then the drawer never gets sorted. The pile of papers just looks at me going, you want to do something with me? A lot of it can go in the bin.
That's the thing.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com.
Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Is this content? I went through my Tupperwares the other day.
Oh, Susie, this is absolutely what people want to hear. Tell us.
And you know what? I was brutal. I was brutal. Oh,
were you?
Mm. Well, you know, some have been stained from a spag bowl.
Oh, yes. You know,
and I didn't know. I tried to get the stain off and then I just thought, you know what? This just looks ming.
Oh, yeah. And you're not going to use that one, are you? Because you'll use another one.
No, because it gives me the ick. A bit,
yeah, the ick. Gosh. So,
I know.
It's like a TikTok account, this, isn't it?
I know. Uh-huh. Also, I was with the brilliant drag queen Tia Coffey last week.
Yeah.
And I found myself using the phrase, it's giving, which I loved for me. I imagine you hate that sort of thing?
No, I've noticed that it's interesting, isn't it? It's really quite impressive and inspiring how a lot of drag has drag parlance has crossed into non-drag.
Well, yes. It's I wasn't giving. In drag at the time.
You were, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
So I saw them and then the following day I was co-hosting the Absolute Breakfast Show with John Richardson.
Oh,
and I was wearing a check shirt. Sure, she's got a check shirt. No one's surprised. And it's got the Ford emblem on it. You know, like the car.
Oh, very.
And John Richardson said, I like your top. And I said, it's giving mechanic. And I thought, wow, I haven't even, that's now in my vocab.
Interesting, isn't it? How language, I mean, we talk about it a lot, but language does evolve. Language evolves, the way people communicate.
But you don't mind it because it's an Americanism. I thought,
no, I don't mind it because it's a dragism.
I
don't mind America because I feel like we do have American listeners and I feel bad for...
Well, I know how you hate the Americans.
No, I never said that. So I don't like I always feel like it... What am I going to say?
Be careful because might really fuck off some people now,
I
Tom.
Might seem very ungrateful.
You don't like it when... May I suggest
yes,
what you
on,
don't like? Because you love a strong woman.
So, yeah, yes, I do. Yeah, go on.
You don't like it when people pick up bits of sort of language from across the Atlantic to try and look cool or to try and seem somehow American because they are not. Indeed. And it's because of like all the American TV that we watch.
Indeed. And I would also say...
You hate Americans.
No, I didn't. I think it's something about being, and I've done this, so that's why I know about it.
Sure.
But I don't like it when people just sort of shop around for, exactly like you say, they're not being themselves. They're going, oh, I'm going to start saying math now. And it's like, or something like that.
Looking for a personality.
Looking for a bit like Gen Z. Like, well, that's not something you'd organically say.
Yes.
And of course, people evolve and I feel like getting into hot water, everything I say.
I once met someone who had an American accent and I said to them, oh, where in the States are you from? And they said, oh, no, I've just sort of got this accent because I watched American television. And I thought, that's not a thing.
That's not real.
That's not a thing.
No, but I've done it as well when I've been over to America and been very excited and sort of started talking a bit like that all the time. And, you know, we're going to go there.
I'm walking here.
Yeah, I'm walking. Talking to me. And
you want a coffee?
Usually the things I find I get most irate about are the things that I have seen myself doing, you know. So it's all really reflective.
Do you know what, Tom? It's giving in a critic.
It's giving in a critic. Or, yeah, you know, things that I it's a lot of modern speak, which I know does get used by younger generations. I get it. But sometimes I think some of it can feel a little bit impersonal. Yeah, that's it.
Forced, might we say.
A little bit clinical, a little bit sterile, a little bit... You know, like corporate speak, it seems to be like people love the idea. I think people over here would love it if we started saying vice president for things.
Really?
Or for example, they'll talk about a government as an administration. We don't really say that here, but people like the idea of buying into that Americana drama.
Do you know what I think it is?
What?
It's the West Wing.
I think everybody watched the West Wing and wanted to be in it.
You know, I loved CJ, you know.
Mm. Do you know what? I've never seen it, actually.
Oh, Tom, like you'd love it.
Yeah, I think I would love it.
Oh, it's really well written and it's really great. It's a really great series.
Everybody says it, yeah.
There you go. You heard it here first.
Well, I hope I haven't spoken. I would have, I mean, no.
Oh, you didn't. I mean, everyone.
But I wonder what other people think. I'm always a little bit outside of what everybody else thinks. I get it. But I never do it.
Are you doing blue sky thinking?
I was doing blue sky, the grey sky.
You're outside
thinking.
Of the binky, outside of the box, I was circling thinking, back.
I'm just want to, just 360 on that. I just want to put a pin in that. But no, why am I, you know, I have lots of American friends.
I'm joking. I know that you don't hate Americans, but what I think you like is there's like lovely turns of phrases that you use that are quite old fashioned. And it's like, why use something that you've picked up from Boston when you live in Gloucestershire?
Yeah. The irony for is, of course, a lot of my American friends will often use now oldie-worldy English expressions because they like them.
You.
Because of me. Because of me and I agree. No, but like, I think, for example, people say, I don't care for... They don't do it so much now, but there's a time when a lot of American...
would say, I don't care for that?
I don't care for that.
I don't care for spinach.
It's not exclusively British or anywhere, but it's just quite an interesting oldie-worldiness. So I think it's all a melange. I don't think like corporate speak or just kind of jumping on a bandwagon, which I realise is a metaphor, which is probably not British, probably American. Because when have we ever had bandwagon?
What is a bandwagon?
Well, now someone's going to say, actually, a bandwagon is from 16th century. No, I don't know. I imagine I don't know. There's a lot of like falling off wagons. There's a lot of wagon chat in America because of their...
Yes, I suppose it's to do with cowboys.
I guess so.
And I don't mean like plumbers that don't turn up.
Oh, no. Or what, cowboy builders? Do you remember that with that man, Dom?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that would be the sort of program that was on about 9:30 after Frasier.
Oh, yeah. Quite a gear change, I'd find. Because, again, Frasier, lovely, sophisticated, very erudite.
Yeah.
You know, kind of very, very much somebody I'd live up to, but don't live up to the British show, Cowboy Builders. Don't want to emulate that.
No, someone going... The Smith family have had sewage pouring into their garden for 6 months. They paid Plumbers Inc.
$4,000
to deal with it. And it's not happened. Today, we're going to find those rogue builders.
So, and you have lots of like headsets and tapping phone lines. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Maybe I've found my thing. Maybe I should bring that back.
I feel like you just did. It was like I felt like I was at a seance for it.
like it was sort of coming through me.
Yeah, yeah. I felt like that was beyond your control.
It felt like it, you know. It really did.
Yeah.
Do you know one English-British parlance that just simply will not leave?
What's that?
And it's so old-fashioned.
What's
and
that?
It's sort of funny that we still use it. When you go to a party and it says, like, carriages at midnight.
Oh, lovely.
Who's lovely. Getting picked up by a carriage?
Well, Cinderella.
But yeah, there you go, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. And I like RSVP. I mean, not a Britishism at all, of course. A Frenchism.
Yes. What is it?
Respondez, s'il vous plaît.
Respondez, s'il vous plaît.
Which I think harks back to, I think, the sort of 19th century when people saw everything French. Well, they still do, I think, actually. But a sort of sense of like, oh, in France, everything's fancy.
I believe that. I stand by that.
As I said it, I realise everybody does still think that. And I think it goes back to...
Chanel?
I think it goes back even further. Because
I
think it goes back to the
Marie Antoinette.
Marie Antoinette. Even before that, like all around that time.
It's Versailles. It's giving Versailles.
It's giving Versailles. Thank you. And there we are, full circle.
Have you ever heard about these people that had a time slip?
I think I've got one. What's a time? What, like as in like punching in, punching out? No.
Oh, I love you. No, that's not what I mean. But that is a time slip. When people used to work in places and you'd put it in and then pull a lever
down.
Yes,
yes.
No, not that. But, you know, I don't dislike that as an idea. I feel like we should do it when we get to comedy clubs. Mm-hmm. And a time slip. So I listened to this on Danny Robbins' podcast, Uncanny, which I really like.
Yeah.
And they did an episode on time slips. And it's when... all of a sudden, you see, you're standing somewhere and you see that street like 100 years ago.
Oh.
And you have like a 10 second thing.
Wow.
And they call it a time slip. And one of the most famous ones was some sisters, I believe they were sisters, who were outside Versailles. And all of a sudden, they both, for 10, 15 seconds, saw the court of Marie Antoinette.
Wow. Louis.
What's your vibes on that?
Well, I'd love to see it. I mean, potentially were they seeing some sort of some sort of flash mob. Sort of like,
well, this is the thing. You could... Mm. Okay, so I've asked Google, thank God. In 1901, two Oxford academics scrolling through the Garden of Versailles claimed to have stepped back in time to the 18th century. The trees became instantly lifeless as figures in powdered wigs drifted past, oblivious to their presence. And then they were back out of it.
Wow. Well, I'll be on the lookout for it.
I think it's interesting. I don't think they were sisters. They were friends, sure. But what do you think about that?
They saw themselves as sisters.
Maybe they were companions.
Maybe they were lesbians. There we go. Explains it all.
Do you know what? It's giving Dyke. Yeah. I don't care what you say.
Lesbians in time. There you go. Time traveling. Two traveling lesbians.
Lesbians.
Yes.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, I see it for you.
Do you have the number for Netflix?
Hello, Netflix. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. Have you thought about time traveling lesbians?
I'll put you through.
And you go through to the 18th century.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I've got one of those old-fashioned phones, which I won't bother miming because this is obviously a podcast. But I like the idea of that, time-traveling lesbians, seeing the court of Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette.
Of course.
Oh, my. Well, I'm going to be on the lookout for it. I have noticed as well, if you see like an old, which one of my favourite things is when you go to somewhere and they do like a picture, sometimes you can swipe along
yes.
like now and then.
Yes.
But I always think the then, they represent the people a lot smaller. And have you ever noticed that when they do some things with, because I always think, gosh, that like Camden High Street, I remember seeing one of, and like, gosh, that high street looks massive, but there's something about it that looks, I don't know if it's a lens thing or just the way that things were.
Or is it that things are less busy, so it feels less cramped?
Maybe.
You know, like the buildings.
Yeah, yeah. They sort of had a lot more order to them. I think now if we look at a lot of our high
streets, there are a lot of trams, and that's...
Yeah, isn't that funny?
That keeps order.
I mean, it does. Oh.
I like a tram.
Read The Master and Margarita if you're not sure.
I saw a play of that years ago.
Did you?
Yes. Well, you know, of course, I like the theatre.
Well, where did you... Because we did it at the National Youth Theatre, I'm just saying.
I think I went to see... Complicité do it at the Battersea Arts Centre, but that may be incorrect.
What a wonderful place to go. What a wonderful, that would have been wonderful.
Something like that. It could have been DV8. It was something.
DV8, what happened to them? Are they still going?
I don't know, but I loved them.
There were a lot of those theatre companies. Battersea Arts Centre was chock full of them, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We've had some wonderful emails recently.
Yes, thank you so much. We love getting your emails.
We love receiving them.
And we do like to, you know, feel like we are very much in a little community here.
Yes, of course.
Like-minded friends.
Should we have a few? Oh my goodness, I've just seen an attachment. I have to do this.
What does it say?
Dearest Susie and Tom, greetings and salutations. I hope you're both having a marvellous day.
Yes, thank you.
I've recently caught up with the recording of the live shows you did at Christmas, and hearing Susie talk about her misspelled headband reminded me that I intended to email back in December 2024 when you were discussing the favourite presents you'd received. Please see photo attached.
Oh.
Susie, I had a MyPal 2 robot, and I still have him. I have long since given up the ghost, but my nibblings love playing with him nevertheless. Oh. Nonetheless, apologies. I've recently read both of your books, and I would like to thank the pair of you for inviting us to share in such open and vulnerable memories. So much resonated with me. Looking forward to the next ones. Tom's book is available to pre-order now. Tom's novel, very good. I've read it. It's giving. I'm proud of him. I also want to thank you for this podcast. It's beautiful, hilarious, affirming ray of sunshine that brightens my commute to work. I really struggle to meet other LGBTQIA individuals. There's a couple of gay guys at work, but we don't really talk.
Oh,
A-gay vibes. No, do you know what I have learned in recent years about A-gays?
Go on.
they're just as insecure as the rest of us. It's a front.
I know, but it's so a front. To speak to them, sometimes.
They're like a shopping centre. There's a big front, but once you get in, you might find a Claire's.
Oh.
And, sure. And my last two workplaces, I was literally the only gay in the village. There's not so much queer community that I live close to, where I live, but there's plenty of flags tied to lampposts. Sigh. I'm guessing not rainbow ones.
Oh, I thought rainbow ones are
personal. Yeah, me too. That's LMF is the closest thing I have to a tribe. So if you and the listeners have any suggestions for a shy, socially awkward geek on how to meet like-minded friends, I'd really appreciate it. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. Thanks again and all the best. Please don't use my name in case the A-gays are listening and gets droppy. I realise I'm likely overthinking this.
Welcome to your people. Well, that's very much the reason why we set up this.
Are you seeing my show in Hartford? Let me tell you.
Yes.
You might meet some other gays at my shows.
Yeah, teaming with them.
It's giving LGBTQIA plus and allies.
A night out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be a thing that you could encourage people. You know, like at Harry Styles concerts, they all change clothes or something.
Oh, do they? Apparently everyone I'm going to do that at my show.
Swaps outfits. They all swap outfits. I think they do it in a... I don't know. I've never been to a Harry Styles show, but apparently the people there sometimes will exchange a jumper or something like that. And a bit Taylor Swift, I think, with the bands.
Oh, with the bracelets.
Yes.
Yeah, at mine it's more, oh, hello, how are you? Oh, that's nice. Oh, I like your scarf. Thank you. I got it for Christmas. Oh, did you? From a family member? Yes, it was my aunt.
Cool. That sort of lovely thing. Lovely.
Less posh, actually. It was my auntie.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. Mm. Well, I mean, maybe this is a thing in the show. I mean, I do think you're right, though. It's sometimes that they feel... Well, I always do it like this, and I don't know if this is a bit... what's the word? I don't know what the word is, but with a gays or gays that I'm frightened of, in my later years, I found myself going, we're all human beings. It's nice to be nice to one another. And so I will make an effort and sometimes make a fool of myself by going, hello, how are you? In a quite sort of over the top way. And if they go like stare at you, which some people still as adults do, even though they're not in the film Mean Girls, they do sometimes are like, oh, what are you doing?
But it just makes them look so bad.
And I just think you have to, like, as one gets older, one realizes to stick to one's roots and go, I'm not the weirdo here. Everybody else is able to say hi. Everyone else is able to be communicative and friendly. It's not a big ask just to go, hello back or hi, how are you? You know, and even if you say like morning to people who don't say morning back and they give you a funny look, that's their issue, not yours.
I'm a big morning person.
Oh, I do it all the time. It's my test. I when I go out for a walk. Do you do it when you do the dog walk?
Of course.
Yes, I'm good morning. Morning. If they don't say good morning back, then
I'm furious. No.
Yeah, furious.
It's so easy to be nice.
We get it because people like, no, we get it. Anywhere gets it. But sometimes on a weekend... On a weekend, you'll see people who, again, look really cool, look really like, why are we saying hello to each other? We would never do that if we were in, Shoreditch. And I'm like, no, good morning. Good morning, hello. Shoreditch,
you're in Chislehurst, and we say hello here.
We say hello here. And I insist on it. Morning, hello. Or even just a smile. Even just a smile is nice.
But it's so nice. So the coffee shop just down from where we live, we go in there most mornings.
Oh.
And we have... got to know, like we've now been on dog walks with the owner of the coffee shop because
you take the owner is a dog.
Yeah, the owner's a dog. Yeah, but that's the thing. It's Brighton, isn't it?
It's Brighton. You can be what you want to be.
You can be what you want to be. But it's because we, you can choose to just stand there and wait for your coffee, or you can say, "How's your day? Is it busy at the moment? Oh God, this weather." You know, you can. And now we've got a new friend.
Nice. What a nice world to be in.
Who has a dog similar to Tiggy. And we sometimes go, we've been up on the downs with them a couple of times.
Up to get down.
That's really nice.
I absolutely agree. I mean, that's what I mean. And again, I don't know. I just think it's sort of a modern thing of like, no, we're never, oh my God, look at this. Probably look at me and go, oh, boomer. I'm not a boomer, actually.
He's an Edwardian. Okay?
Yeah. Put that in your marketing generational nonsense and smoke it. You can't even smoke anymore anyway.
No, put that in your vapor.
Put that in your vapes. I saw someone vaping on the train, but they were older than me and I was scared. But anyway, that's by the way.
Don't know what it's doing to you though, do you?
I mean,
I was vaping
like
at one point,
of course. But it wasn't going down my lungs, in the train. I just thought, that's cheeky. You're not supposed to do that. And the bloke next to him had his feet on the seat. So I thought, well,
oh gosh.
What's the world come to? What's the point? I thought. Oh, it's a lot of fun.
Should we have another email?
Why don't we? We had one come in.
Oh, share the one from last week.
Last week. This was very grand.
That makes it sound like we only got one email last week. The one that Emma sent us last week. It was very...
Emma, thank this one. Dear Tom and Susie, long, brackets, hello, capitals, long term listener and first time correspondent here. I thought I'd bring your attention to some news from Windsor Castle. Last month, I was awarded an MBE by Princess Anne, brackets clang, I'll say. Well done.
That is, I would say, one of the biggest clangs that have ever been on the show.
That's one of the greatest clangs we've ever heard. Once I got over the anxiety of bowing and not falling flat on my face in front of royalty, Her Royal Highness spoke to me about what I do. Brackets, I produce sensory theatre shows in the West End and on tour for audiences labelled with profound and multiple learning disabilities. Wonderful. She asked me about some things I do to de-stress when I have time to myself. Well, I, of course, had to take this opportunity to shamelessly plug my favourite family queer anxiety podcast about home interiors, Kill the Midwife and Bath Mats, with theatre etiquette and Tom's rotisserie chicken thrown in for good luck. Goodness me, finally somebody's bothered to write up what this is actually about. I told the Princess Royal all about the pod and how you bring a bit of joy to so many queer people, brackets, at least three. Yes, and you're the third one. And our allies every single week. I told her about how you speak so openly about anxiety and imperfections, being yourself unapologetically and being kind to yourself above all. She said that it all sounds like a lovely show and very important, so I wanted to share that. Who knows? We may have a new royal like-minded friend. Well, welcome aboard, Princess Anne. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for all that you do with the pod. I don't think you know how much you help everybody who listens. Please never stop. You're a light in so many people's lives. Sending never-ending mountains of love. Bye, 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 bye. And that is from Dan.
Dan, first of all, Dan, congratulations.
Congrats.
It sounds like you do amazing work.
What a wonderful thing you do there.
What a wonderful person to take the time to reach out to us as well.
Oh, Dan, thank you for that. Yes.
Princess Anne. Ooh. Loved her in adolescence. She was great in adolescence.
What part is she in Princess Anne? In adolescence.
Erin Doherty, who plays her in The Crown.
Oh, I see. Won
a Golden Globe and an Emmy for adolescence. It's just fun to merge the two.
We haven't used for a while. How lovely. And what a lovely mention there of one thing I did want to catch up with you on.
Rotisserie chicken.
No.
Okay.
Kill the Midwife. I mean, we've gone on today a lot. I think it's the boxing. It's given me a real pep in my step. But.
Oh, I love pep in my step.
Pep in my step. That might be the title of the episode. Did you watch this week, Suze? Because a lot's been going on.
Tom, of course. It's essential viewing.
Well, what a dramatic thing. Who knew there was even a back entrance to St. Nanutta's?
A stolen baby.
And also, I've always struggled with the geography. Where is St. Nanutta's house in comparison to Dr. Tina Turner's surgery and the maternity home? Are they adjacent?
I think, no, I sort of imagine it down the road, but I've never been given a map.
That's what
I
feel.
Helen... And I do sometimes...
Oh, reach out.
We sometimes say hi.
Oh, Suze, that's nice.
So maybe I could say to her,
couple of
hun,
things.
Tricks, are you given a map when you start at Nanutta's?
Yeah, to get a bit of a view. Because I feel like that Fred's married to the mayor?
Yes.
Fred's veg patch.
Yeah.
Is really taking
that's,
on...
That's yeah. next door.
That's,
but then
right.
also the school seems to be very...
That's what I mean.
Almost next door as well.
That's what... It's sort of like a dream, you know, when things aren't quite where they should be.
Mm.
It feels like you come out the steps of St. Nanutta's. There's a big forecourt there with no demarcated parking bays. And I think that's brave.
No, but I don't know. They would have had demarcated parking places in those days, would they?
Didn't
people just leave their car wherever?
Yeah, maybe they did, especially in, you know, somewhere like Poplar.
Also, not that many people would have had cars.
Maybe not. The craze, maybe. That would have been about it.
Sure. They've not covered the craze.
I was going to say, they've not popped down.
Because they must have had some kids. One of them was gay, though, wasn't he?
Yes, one of them was.
Or was he giving bisexual? He might have been giving bisexual.
He might have been giving bisexual.
He might have been giving bisexual.
I don't know if...
He might have been gay, he might have been giving bisexual. Who knows?
I don't know if he ever expressed it. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know. There's a lot of films, but they're often quite violent films.
So. And they're not really my thing.
They're not my thing so much, but St. Nanutta's on the other hand, very much. But a lot of discussion happening about what's going to happen and will St. Nanutta's endure. But I'm noticing...
The growth of the NHS.
The growth, yes. And it's sort of going from a more sort of cottage hospital sort of set up to more kind of centralised. It's becoming a little bit less personalised.
Let me say, is it becoming an administration?
I think this is an absolutely perfect time to use the expression administration, yeah. I would say. But did you enjoy it?
But Tom, I always do. I always do. There is something that is just very comforting to me about Call the Midwife, even though it is often really stressful.
It is often
But it was such a long time ago, I can sort of make my peace with it.
Absolutely.
And it's not violent.
Absolutely. No, no violence. Just a bit of, you know, and I knew as soon
Just a bit of placenta.
Yeah. And I knew as soon as that bloke came and talked to Fred on the allotment, and then the dinner lady came out.
Yeah.
You know, pissed herself.
Yeah, she kept pissing herself, didn't she? Poor cow.
Poor cow. I thought something sad's going to happen here. Something
Sad. Of course. But
surprising.
Something sad always happens.
Yeah, but something sad.
It was a very surprising thing to happen. Mm. They must have to be finding sort of medical anomalies now.
Yes, I did
just
think that.
Just to keep a pace.
They're quite unitized.
To keep some pep in their step.
Yeah, they're keeping pep in their step for sure. It's all quite unitized though, isn't it? It's like that happened and then we don't mention it again. Now, what about that time? No. That didn't happen.
That episode.
It's done.
It's gone.
That's been dealt with.
These are standalone episodes. If you watch the full series, there is an arc for the returning roles as well.
Absolutely. And it's largely to do with St. Nanutta's house.
So you could pick up an episode from series 4, yeah, or series 9, and indeed Sister Julienne would still be receiving a letter from the council saying, we might be pulling the funding.
We might be pulling the funding. Sisters, I have some very serious news to discuss.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I mean, she's always got a nice study, I always think. Nice furniture in there.
Yeah. I bet it's a bit cold in there, though, don't you?
Oh, I bet that whole St. Nanutta's house is a bit cold. I bet they're crowded around the 5 bar.
But I suppose everywhere was cold.
That's what I always think. It must have been freezing.
Yeah,
we both
so
have mothers
well.
Who are obsessed with the cold. And I think that
we
must
both
have
had mothers that are obsessed with the cold. It's actually more my dad that's obsessed with the cold.
Oh, I beg your pardon, sorry.
No, don't worry, it's fine. Because he loves to say things like, oh, you know me, I feel the cold. I won't make old bones.
Oh, yes, lovely.
He loves to sort of bring up his, you know, he's in pretty good health, but, you know, loves to do that.
Mm. Oh, but, you know, they get like that, don't they? Oh, also, the last thing I wanted to mention, we were driving back the other day and I thought of Anne, and then guess what came on the radio?
What?
T-Rex.
No.
And Bob Harris on Radio 2, and I thought, I know someone who likes T-Rex. One of the few people I know who likes Mark Bolan is your mum.
My mum loves Mark Bolan, yeah.
Yeah.
Metal Guru, is it you?
Yeah. It was Metal Guru. Yeah, I think it was.
Was it Metal Guru? It's a great song.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Reminds me of my childhood.
Oh, Telegram Sam.
Like Billy Elliot in that respect.
Very Billy Elliot. I only got into it after Billy Elliot. I love that film.
Oh, it's such a good film.
Oh, lovely film. Lovely.
Do you know what? When I am in my mid-50s, let us say, I want to play Julie Walters' part on stage.
Suze, put it out
there. I'm manifesting it. That's what I'd like to do. My Geordie accent isn't great, but I think if I watched enough Ant and Dec, I'd get there.
You'd get there, Pet. Yeah,
you would. Where are you off to?
Off to... Look.
Tom's doing it, but it's set in Cardiff.
The Northeast is a very broad place.
It's a broad church.
Many, many different accents reside there.
Indeed.
So, yes.
Well, there we go. Putting it out there.
Putting it out there.
I'm giving manifesting.
We're giving manifestation. Yes, exactly.
Tom, as ever, a joy.
What a delight. This has been a perfect start to my day.
A perfect start. You've got pep in your step. What are you doing the rest of your day?
Well, I'm going to Canberra Sounds.
Are you? Mm. How come?
Alexa
for
and I
For work or play?
Play.
Oh.
Alexa and I are going for a night because we just thought, why not? And we're going to... just going for a night and going to do a bit of yoga. And it's one of the few times before Titanic kicks off, and then I won't have time to go away so much. So I thought, well, get in amongst my singing lessons.
How are they going?
They've been super fun. I have them 3 times a week. I actually love it. I mean,
yeah, of course you do. Of course you do.
It's a lovely experience.
There's always been a West End Wendy in there.
Just screaming to get out.
Oh, you wouldn't believe.
Like you wouldn't believe. And Wendy is screaming every day. and so it's been great fun, I have to say. So learning the scores. But yes, it's been fun.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
I know you've got a dog walk to come.
I've got a dog walk to come. It is raining. I might let it pass.
Yes.
And then,
go down to the coffee shop.
You know, I might do that. Mm. And I might take my laptop and I might do a little bit of writing today. I might do a little Substack.
Oh, Suze, I love your Substack.
Oh, thanks.
And do people get it from Susie? It's just Susie Ruffle, isn't it?
Yeah, on Substack. And I've not put a payment in there, so it's all just free. It's just some little musings.
Yeah, lovely.
It's a nice way to, I would love to write another book, and I'm trying to keep that writing muscle going. I might go and write me a little Substack. I might go and do that.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Well, we look forward to reading it.
Oh, well, listen. I look forward to seeing you again next week.
Well, I can't wait. And Suze, have a great time kickstarting back the tour.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm a little nervy, but in that fun way because I love the show.
Oh, it's going to be
brutal. So I'm like, let's do it. But oh God, I hope I remember all of it. But I think I will. It's probably in there.
Oh, sometimes it's that feeling as well of like, I can't believe I get to have this much fun.
I'm really lucky that like loads of the theatres I play now are really beautiful.
Oh.
And you just go, oh my God, I can't believe we're all here because I've written a show.
There you go.
And this is really fun.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you know what I've done by accident?
What?
Gratitude.
I was going to say, there's your gratitude. Exactly, yeah.
Mm. Right, I'm going to go be grateful.
Go be grateful, for God's sake. all right. Well,
right, if I don't see you through the wind. Have a nice time in Canberra Sands.
Thanks, hon. I'll report back.
Do let me know what you eat.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Right. All right. Bye for now.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.